Retail sales unexpectedly rose in August, lowering chances of a bigger rate cut. By John Carney on September 17, 2024. U.S. consumers unexpectedly increased their spending in August, defying predictions that a softening labor market would drag down retail purchases. Retail sales rose by 0.1% in August and the prior month was revised up to a 1.1% gain, data from the Commerce Department showed Tuesday. The rise in sales is unlikely to stall the Federal Reserve's plans to cut interest rates, but they do suggest that the economy is not verging on a downturn, taking away some of the urgency for lower rates. In the Fed funds futures market, traders lowered the implied odds that the Fed would cut rates by 50 basis points this week and increased the odds of a 25 basis point cut. Economists had forecast a 0.2% decline after the preliminary estimate for July showed a 1% increase. The monthly figures are adjusted for seasonal changes but not for inflation. Sales at auto dealers declined 0.1% after surging 4.9% in July and falling in the prior month due to a cyber attack. Gas station sales, which are heavily influenced by fuel prices, fell 1.2%. Excluding gas stations and auto dealers and parts, sales rose 0.2%. Sales were up strongly at online stores, jumping 1.4% from a month earlier. Sales in the category that includes sporting goods stores, hobby stores, and bookstores rose 0.3%. Health and personal care store sales rose 0.7%. Sales also rose at building and garden supply stores. Sales were down at furniture stores, clothing stores, electronics and appliance stores, department stores, and general merchandise stores. Restaurants and bars saw flat sales for the month. Sales in what's known as the control group, a category that feeds into GDP, rose 0.3%, in line with expectations. The control group excludes sales from auto dealers, building supply stores, gas stations, office supply stores, mobile home merchants, and tobacco stores.